Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to this week's ball-tingling episode of the Super Chevy Brothers podcast. Mom throws everyone a curveball and gives a review that covers at least five different pieces of media. Crazy stuff. Shavar laments the state of the world this week as the show mourns an FGC staple Broly Legs, Texas has no more Tig Old Bitties on display, and the Jamaican football squad jar makes us all crazy. All the while, Shaval attempts to steal the spotlight by talking while moms sleep, talking while Shavar talks, and researching the topics before the show. Dastardly bastard. Get the rifle out of the closet. Your bucket list is near complete. It's time for the Super Chevy Brothers podcast.
Welcome to Super Chevy Brothers podcast. This is episode 131, and today is March the 22nd, 3-2-2-2-0-2-4. Didn't know. And we're back with 10 years of Super Chevy Brothers. I think that's what the number means. No, that'd be... Welcome to the 130. Show, guys. How's your week been?
It's been quite a week. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, good. Yeah. Good
okay. Relative to like, you guys can't always have good and okay stuff. Weeks.
I mean, well, if you would let us speak, you asked us and you didn't even let us continue.
Because I didn't like what I was hearing.
Okay, well, okay Vigo, you go first. You go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Flare it up. Let's go. Come on. Bring me something.
It was grueling. How's that?
Okay.
It was
okay.
A long week. I watched so many movies and episodes that I am just full of them. And other than that, it was fine.
So you said something that was pretty decent and it made it sound bad? Is that
what?
Is that, you watch movies. I don't know if that's a bad
what's
thing.
Wrong with watching, what's grueling about watching movies?
It was like, it's okay when you're just watching them, but I have to actually review them. So I have to put on my critical eye. Yeah, I put on my critical eye in the middle of my forehead.
Do you have a review for
your
us this week?
In the middle of your foot?
She got, oh, she get do I have? I have a multifaceted review for you this week.
Wow. Okay. Biko, how was your week?
It was good. It's been good. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, this week has been very touch and go. We got some new neighbors and stuff. They're pretty cool. So that's been nice. Been playing a lot of video games, mostly the same one. Been playing a lot of Balatro. It is really good. It's addictive. Besides that, yeah, everything's been good. Just been, you know, watching a lot of The Challenge too. Watching a lot of reality TV. I have not watched anything of substance in quite
What's
a while.
The Challenge?
It's been kind of nice.
And why is there a part two?
The Challenge? I didn't say the. Yeah, what is where, did I say part two? I didn't.
You said
say
watch.
Part two.
I watched The Challenge too. Oh, you mean The Challenge as well? Like also? Is that what the two? It sounded. I thought you were saying like it was The Challenge two, as opposed to three or one. What's The Challenge?
This isn't Comedy Bang Bang, by the way, but yeah.
It was a question. Oh my God. I don't know what The Challenge is.
Stinker. Yeah, no, but
The
Challenge
is
a show that's about 20 years old. It involves, they've expanded it quite a bit. It used to be just people from Road Rules and The Real World competing, but now
never mind. I got it. Yeah.
It's cool now because they rebooted it like a couple years ago. So now it includes like people from all across like all the CBS shows and stuff, like everything, because you know Paramount owns everything. So yeah, that's been fun. I've been watching a lot of that because we got Paramount Plus back around the Super Bowl. So yeah, it's been a pretty easy week so far. I'm looking forward to playing Dragon's Dogma. I'm about to buy that tonight and see what's up with that. But besides that, a lot of Tekken, a lot of Helldivers. Helldivers is still good. Still one of the better games out right now. But yeah, that's it.
It's been a tough week for the world, you know? Russia just had a terrorist attack. You know?
Okay.
Right. Did you see that video? Man, they went in.
Doing this with you.
They did. They just did. You see that? Man, that was crazy. It was That's crazy. And then they banned sex in Helldivers. R.I.P. to the peen, I guess.
What are you talking about, bro?
In Helldivers.
It's been a long week.
Bro, what are you talking about? Oh my
God. In Helldivers, we failed the Major Order, so Super Earth banned sex. There's no more sex happening on Super Earth until further notice.
I don't think there was any sex happening on Super Earth in the first place.
I think there was. You know, shout out to that. They banned porn in Texas. Shout out to the goosers out there.
This state fucking blows.
On Thursday, dude. They banned.
Mom, he's not joking.
They banned porn and TikTok filters.
Yep. Oh, not TikTok. Okay.
No.
I mean, no, porn. Mom, they banned porn. Not just TikTok.
In Texas?
Yes. Mom, are you just not listening? Or which part's not getting through?
In Texas?
You can't go to any porn site unless you enter in your state ID stuff, and so all the porn sites are just shut down.
All the politicians are gonna lose their minds.
They voted for it.
Well, it was a guy. Hold on. So this makes me think. Greg Abbott's just begging for it, right? You're in a wheelchair.
Hell yeah.
You banned porn.
Okay, no, I'm not.
No, hold on. That part. Yeah, you know exactly.
No, you stand on that by yourself. Okay. I don't like that. That's not funny to me.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, you're saying something terrible. I'm not.
Maybe
not
he can't relate. I don't know. I have no clue. Anyway, what else happened this week? Jamaica killed themselves in a football game?
In soccer. Oh, my gosh.
I'm watching the game. And I'm like, oh, America, what are you doing? We're supposed to be like the front runners in this thing. Second of the game.
The last second. And Jamaica was standing there watching the clock. They're like, yay, yaman. Your dad was so happy. And then it happened.
Yeah, then it happened. Then it just. The guy got an own goal in the last second of the game. To tie it, sit it in the overtime, and then America scored two
goals. Right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was pretty
That was heartbreaking. It really was.
It's been a tough week. A lot of bad stuff going down, you know?
Oh, they did actually pass the bill to ban or sell TikTok. Either they sell it or they ban it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What do you think about that, Mom? I want to know what are your thoughts on this? Do you just hate China like everybody else above the age of 50?
I never understood the dilemma in having clock. Why would you ban clock?
Hey, fun fact. Do y'all know where the TikTok servers are that they keep saying are in China?
No.
Do you want to know where they really
Everything's
are?
Everything's in America. Where are they? Here's the thing.
No. Okay, but stop. Do you want to know where they are in America? Yes. Texas.
Yes, they are. They really are. Yeah. And they're not solely owned by Chinese owners, right?
Yeah, but that's their whole angle. That's the thing. I don't know if you've seen any of these hearings or whatever, Mom. I know you probably have. They're asking this man over and over. They're like, so are you going to send this back to your homeland of China? And he's like, I'm from Singapore.
Yeah. Right,
and
exactly.
Like, anyway, are you going to send this back to China, you Chinese man? So, yeah, I don't really care. Like, these guys
are
fucking stupid.
Just being a little racist there. But here's my thing.
Stupid.
Whatever TikTok's doing is no different from Facebook.
Exactly.
What's that X thing? I don't even like it anymore. It used to be Twitter. Yeah. They're doing the same thing. So if they do this to TikTok, it's going to happen to the others.
I don't think so.
Well, the others don't. China doesn't own Twitter.
Well, did you see what happened to Apple?
I was getting to that. Because the whole point is they're talking about sharing information with China. Okay, that's one way to get in the door. But once you pass the kind of laws they're going to pass, it affects the others, Facebook, TikTok, X, and all that. Apple, they're going after Apple. And Apple's not going to put up with it. Apple has more money than America. So they need to just shut it down. Leave America alone. Apple. Leave Apple alone, America.
This is part of the reason these people are too old. They don't. They.
Yeah. They don't
they,
even
they
understand.
Don't need to be making these decisions. They
don't understand what's going on.
I mean, sure. Like China, they want data. We get that, but
we want data too. Though. We all
they're
want data.
They're already they're already getting the data. It's not like they need TikTok to get it.
No.
And then, like, What about every other Chinese company that operates here? Like, you force them to sell as well?
Hey, yo, I just ordered something from AliExpress the other day. That's all I got to say. Like,
right. And they own half of America. They've bought up everything here. What are they talking about?
Funny. It's so funny. It's so funny.
Okay, here's a country.
Oh, they need to
that
die.
Gives China all of their business because they want everything done cheaper. So they steal everything we have, patents, everything. They steal all that, make it up themselves, and sell it to us. And now you're worried about a little information being stolen?
Well, especially because it's unfounded. That's like the part that doesn't make any sense. It's just like, it's unfounded. There's no proof. There's no like conspiracy outside of the conspiracy. There's no like paper trail
we don't like China, but also we're not actually doing anything about China. We just for some
all they
reason,
have
hate
to
TikTok.
Do. Is send a couple more balloons that we don't detect right away. They'll get the data.
Oh my God. They have it. What is, why is that always the reference y'all make?
Because they had a balloon.
Here's the funny thing. I feel like people who listen to this under the age of like 25 will not understand that joke at all.
What do you mean? The balloon was like a year ago, 2 years ago.
That was a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, they were sending balloons before that too. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Some of them
were detected. There's a big story about the balloon that fell down, and everyone saw the balloon and it got shot down. And you remember that? That was like last year.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I remember that. I remember the Chinese balloon. Yeah.
Yeah, they get their data anyway. TikTok isn't helping them.
Yeah, I would be fine with it if it's very un-American and it doesn't make sense. And then I'm not saying they should, but after all the proof that we have of the Russian stuff with Facebook and Instagram and in emails and all of that and on Reddit, and no one's done it, like, okay, so what do we do there? If there's something actually happening there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But see, this is their way to handle it all at once. That's not how this works. And what happened to freedom of speech?
Exactly. And freedom of ownership.
That too.
Yeah, no. Exactly. It's getting real hypocritical out there. I don't know. This TikTok thing, I was really just watching it like, wow, they're really about to do this, right? Because I remember seeing the report that Biden was like, I will sign it if it comes across my desk. And it's like, oh my God, yo. Like,
yeah, he said that. He just got his new account not too long ago.
True. He did. I don't get it.
I don't get it. I'm dumbfounded.
I don't get it.
This place is gonna blow up soon.
We'll see.
All right.
Yeah,
is there anything to talk about today?
It's been a tough week. Tough week.
It has been a tough week.
No. I mean, tough for China. Their app is gone now. Tough for Texas. Tough for Russia.
Now in Texas, you got to go you got to go on the deep web to watch porn, dude. It's crazy.
Gonna start opening the theaters again.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have just jizz all over the floors.
Yeah. Come on, guy. Come on. Not with mom. I was going to say, not only opening the theaters, but opening the borders. Okay, we'll leave that alone.
What is wrong with...
Hey, they're having issues. Real issues.
Who's having issues?
Well, Texas built an extra fence. It wasn't even a wall. It was a fence with a barbed wire about 30 feet in front of the wall. And the people coming across broke it down and ran to the wall. And instead of one of the border patrol actually doing his job, he started videotaping.
Oh, yeah, incredible. That's amazing. That's great.
Hey, speaking of that, speaking of Border Patrol and Chinese, remember that video I sent you? I was Chinese coming over, man. I get it now. I get it now.
Why are they coming?
They tied it TikTok too. They knew the bear was coming. They're like, hey, I want to be somewhere as no tick, no tox. All right. I want to be in the land of sometimes free. All right. Well, Mom, do you actually have like a prepared review?
Ready, set, go. That's your cue. That's your cue.
Hello?
Start the music. Radio, dude.
There's an update, so after an update.
This is Mom's Movie Corner! Starring
Mom! Welcome, movie fans. All right. We're going to have sort of like a real movie theater here. We're going to have a couple of previews first before we get to the featured film. So I want to reach out to all those Halo fans because I meant to give some type of update or review. Season 2 is alive and well. Master Chief is on the roll. He's still in his war with the Covenant and continues that war as we move along. Some interesting things are coming up and happening. I still love this series. I know I'm not the gamer, the consummate gamer, but I would learn to play this game just because I love this show. So make sure you're staying tuned to Halo. The second thing coming up, preview. Now, I know this is an oldie but a goodie, but I have to touch on it because I was coerced into watching this movie. By one of the Super Chevy Bros. Finally, I saw Barbie. I give it 2 bites of popcorn and a box of goobers. It was very pink. I understood the message. It was cute, intentional. I think they did a nice job with a little Barbie history. I think they made an important point, though. Especially Ken, and I don't mean his abs.
He's the best part of the movie.
I wouldn't say that. Not exactly. Margot was good too. But let me say this about something Ken said. It was a very important point that he made. It wasn't about just Barbie. And he pretty much let her know that at the end. And she apologized because she always let her know that it's about her. So I thought that was really good. I thought that was a nice message. It's not always about you, Barbie. It's sometimes about Ken. All right. So that's enough of that. Very pink, very luscious, good stuff. Now, next preview is Shogun. Yay! So I just got a bite out of that apple on the first episode. But I went a little further, episodes 2 through 4. I couldn't stop myself. I fell asleep a couple of times, but I just restarted it. That's the magic of stream. So we are slicing up action-packed storytelling at its finest with razor-sharp precision and conveying the fierce rivalries, romance, and soon-to-be wars. Blackthorn and Mariko test new alliances, training Torinaga's, regiment for war. Torinaga.
Wow.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
No,
no, you're just fine. Continue your thing,
Continue.
Just remember, as you watch this war, there's 2 sides to every sword. A double-edged sword. Hey, all right, we're going to pass up the preview to Married to a Stranger because these people are just out of their minds.
Okay.
Let's get to the main movie. So the main movie for this week is a Hulu movie, but also an Academy Award winning movie, American Fiction. Have you heard of this movie, guys? Stars Jeffrey Wright, Tracy Ellis Ross, John Ortiz, and the guy from that other episode thing. This was totally entertaining. I didn't know if I wanted to laugh, cry, get angry, snort, whatever, but I ended up really enjoying this movie. It's about a novelist. He's very highfalutin, if you know what I mean. And he's fed up because his books don't really make money. His books don't make money. But when people write Black entertainment using very offensive trope, he gets offensive that they're making hand over fist. And he decides, I'm going to write my own book. And I'm going to be more tropish than anyone could ever be. And then you get to see the ride that this movie takes. Very entertaining. Love Jeffrey Wright. He's a class act. He's an amazing actor. This movie did deserve an award. He deserved an award. He's always good at what he does. It was poignant. It was sad. It was happy. It was fun. So if you have a chance, I give this movie out of a score of 10 popcorns and 20 drinks, I would give it 7 popcorns and 15 soda shakes. So watch it if you get the chance. It's on Hulu, still streaming. Want to watch it before it goes away. There's lots of sex, alcohol, smoking, foul language. Enjoy. And that's my movie review for the week.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mom. Would you like the Cliff Notes reaction, or do you want the full thing after the show?
After the show would be wonderful because I enjoyed my movie review.
I know you did.
Don't bring me down, brother. Don't bring me down.
I liked it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll give you notes tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow.
My finger up.
Like an oppressive father. Jesus.
Right? Can I bow out for just a second? I'll be right back.
Wow.
You could have literally just gone and then, come back.
Oh, you're trying to say I wouldn't be missed. Okay. Got it.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. We'll see in a second. All right. Okay. Bye. Okay.
All right. We got to talk about these movie reviews now. All right. So, what did you think about the part where she said she was going to do previews and she did? Like 3 previews, 2 of which I thought were reviews, and then we'll talk about this later. We'll do this later.
Yeah, I was.
It's okay. We'll do this later.
It's okay. We'll do. Yeah, we'll do it later. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Man. Oh God, man.
Hey, you. Okay. All right. Look, if I do an edgy joke, okay.
Hmm.
Let me rock with it. Okay, you can hate it and tell me how bad it was. But I prepare some of these things. I literally lay in bed.
I'm sorry that you prepare them.
I prepare them in my head. I think like that. Let me do them.
You think that hard about those?
I probably should think harder about them because they are tasteless. But they're funny. At least right now, my allergies are real bad. So every time I laugh, but my gut hurts. But that's how I know it's good. That's how I know it's good.
That sounds like hell.
While Mom's gone, let's just get started with the news. She'll catch up.
That sounds good. She'll jump in.
So the year of 2024 is a year of games, the likes of which we've never seen and maybe have seen too often before at the same time. We've got a pretty blockbuster year going on at the moment. But unfortunately, there are some flops. For example, that game that I don't remember the name of that was a scam game and everyone bought, the zombie game. But now we have another zombie game. The day before. That's, thank you, journalist man. The day before.
I'm sad that I remember that one.
That didn't work out well. And unfortunately, another big anticipated game coming out this year is just disappointed the entire PC and mobile market. That's right. For our first story today. Fight. We talk about Will Smith's zombie game that everyone knew existed and coming out called Undawn. That's right. Okay, Undawn. Loved and we were anticipating.
So it came out last June. This game came out last June on PC and mobile, and I just heard about it like 2 days ago. Every tweet I've seen about this has been people being like, listen, this is my job. I cover this stuff for a living. I am not joking when I say I have never heard of this game. So yeah, it's a mobile and PC game that cost 1 billion won, which is $140 million. Don't know why 1 billion. Okay, anyway. And it was from the studio of about 300 developers. It's a Tencent game as well. So like this is not like a small company's game. It's a Tencent game. And it flopped spectacularly, according to... where's that quote from? Who said that? Who said it
flopped? That was not a good one.
Oh, man. Somebody said it flopped spectacularly. That's quoted in the headline. But, yeah, no, I had never heard of this, bro. I've never heard of this in my life. I watched the video and everything. I don't think I've ever seen Will Smith talk about this. I only just see his wife in the news embarrassing him every 10 seconds. I don't know, man. I don't know. And when you watch the trailer, like, it's him. It is Will Smith. It's not like a ripoff. Like,
yeah, it's Will Smith. It's Willie Will. It's Will A. Big Will A. You can watch the trailer.
Apparently, for people who were waiting on it, this because this game failed, it could potentially delay the mobile game Assassin's Creed Jade, which I didn't know that existed. I didn't know what that was until I read this.
You don't know Assassin's Creed Jade?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Jade. Everybody knows what that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, as I'm looking into this, right? Like, yeah, this is an Assassin's Creed game placed in 300 BC or something. I don't know who thought this was a good idea. But anyway, yeah, that game will be delayed because this Will Smith game failed. So,
can I get an answer as to what's wrong with 300 BC?
I guess I have less of a problem with 300 BC and more of a problem with so many damn Assassin's Creed games. That's my problem. That's really my problem. That's really it. I don't really care where they place them. They could place them on the freaking moon. That's probably what they'll do.
Well, here's the thing, man. All right. It's going to take, for a Will Smith project to take off at all, we're going to have to be at least 3 anniversaries removed from the slap. And I think if that was June last year, that was maybe 1 year removed.
Really scared white people. That's crazy. Yeah,
I'm scared of Will Smith.
My favorite thing that came after that is Chris Rock was like, "Wait, I'm autistic. You can't slap me." But no.
Oh, here you go with the.
Yeah, I can't talk about Greg Abbott.
That's not a joke. He literally said that. I did not make that up.
He didn't say it as a. He didn't say it as a joke.
No.
Okay. Like, is Greg Abbott in a wheelchair? Yes.
Okay.
But you said he's asking for it because he's anyway.
If I'm a guy with no hands and then I ban gloves, what do you think people are going to say?
We're talking about the game. So anyway, the game that we're talking about is definitely a flop. But also, I think when you say the Will Smith thing, right? I get what you mean. Even though he won an Oscar at the Oscars, he was banned from it. I think he won some other stuff. He's been in a couple of other movies, like big movies since then. So I don't think anybody like really cares, but I think he's going to scare the Hollywood people. So that's why he can't go to the Oscars anymore. But this game flopped, I think, because nobody knew it existed. I don't think it really matters.
I'm also pretty sure this is probably not aimed at the American audience because I didn't hear nothing about this game.
Nope,
okay?
I heard a dang thing about this game. Nothing.
Okay.
Which you would think it's aimed at Americans, though, because it's got one of our movie stars in it. So, like, what? Like, why?
Okay.
Like,
dang it. Thing.
Why was this not marketed at all?
Oh my God. Why did I do that? Okay. Yeah. Well, bye, Will Smith. Bye, bad games.
Round 2. Fight.
Bye, bad.
Okay, so we got some, let's talk about, we got some Max Payne news. You remember Max Payne, Mom? We talked about Max.
Oh, yeah. Love Max Payne.
You liked Max Payne. I think this was one of your favorites.
Oh, they weren't going to help me. And who could blame them? I was a dumb American in a place where dumb Americans were less popular than the clap.
One likes the clap. Anyway, Max Payne 1 and 2 remake. It's on the road. It's on the rails. It's coming. And it's apparently got the budget of Alan Wake 2, which is apparently impressive to people. I don't really know how much they put in the Alan Wake 2.
They spent a lot of money on that game. That game,
not enough money to release it physically, but sure.
I mean, a lot of games don't come out physically these days, so I'm not surprised.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, Max Payne 2.
I don't know why that was a diss, but okay.
It wasn't a diss. I just don't know what that means. How much is spent on Alan Wake?
I don't know off the top of my head, dude. Keep reading.
75 million. Okay, 75.
You gonna give me time to look it up or what? Like,
yeah, 75 million. But they said they released Alan Wake 2. They didn't?
Yeah, Alan Wake 2 released.
Shavar is saying that it didn't come out physically. Like, you can't buy it. Oh, physically.
I got you.
Yeah, you can't buy it. So, anyway, to get to Shavar's point, they're remaking Max Payne 1 and 2 with the budget that they had for Alan Wake 2, which, if you haven't played Alan Wake 2, it's really good. It's very, very, I played it on PC. It's really good. Anyway, they're remaking it, but I think what's interesting about this is that they got Rockstar's permission, first of all, because Rockstar is kind of the reason they haven't been able to make Max Payne games recently, like, partially. Like, also, it's because Remedy was under, like, had to get a lot of their rights back for stuff. But they're working with Rockstar, who owns that. They also own Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption. So they're working with them to get the remasters done, which is cool, right? But I think I'm more excited because if anybody who's played any of these games, right, like Alan Wake, Control, Alan Wake 2, I think it's cool because I think they're going to try to tie Max Payne into those things because those games are already kind of like interconnected, and Max Payne's hinted at a few times in both of those games. So I'm excited for that part. I don't think they're going to like massively change the game. I just think they're going to like slip a couple things in there to like, you know, hint that those things are put together or like those are in the same universe. But yeah, I'm excited because, but I'm also kind of like worried because they have a few different projects in the pipeline. They're remaking Max Payne 1, they're remaking Max Payne 2. Control 2 is also supposed to come out. And then there's the Control 4-player co-op spinoff, Condor, that is also supposed to come out at some point. And none of these games have release dates, according to this IGN article. So, yeah, I think this is cool, but I think some of these things, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these games just didn't come out. Let me put it that way.
What's that game?
Boy, they just took forever.
Okay. You know that game that's like Max Payne, but you get the dog? They need to remake that one. And those two, yeah. Dead to Rights. Those, okay, when Max Payne was done.
The first one
is the best. But that, okay. Yeah. When you think back to those days,
I don't hear any. Oh my God, Shavar! I don't hear anybody talking about this game anymore. That's insane to me.
When you think back to those days, right? Max Payne was kind of like it was a Final Fantasy VII or a Devil May Cry of like its genre. Like that's Max Payne's a type of game, and then you think of other games like it, and like there aren't really other games like DMC that are DMC. Like they didn't really make other Max Paynes except for Dead to Rights. Dead to Rights was like Max Payne, but you get a dog.
And the dog would like rip people's throats out.
The dog would rip people's throats off and bite them in the testes. And it was good. That was a good game.
Yeah, that was a good game. I mean, like, they tried doing it with stuff like The Punisher, and those games kind of suck, though. But yeah,
The Punisher is kind of like a Max Payne-ish game, I guess.
Yeah, if they would only make a good one. Like, I wish they would do that. But I don't know. Remedy's got a lot of stuff in the pipeline. I think that's cool because I do like Alan Wake. I do like Control. I really like Control. I like how both of those things are connected in a way that makes sense in that universe. But at the same time, I don't know, man. Like, slow down on the Max Payne. Especially, if, like, what are they going to do if they remake Max Payne 1 and 2? Do they plan to do anything after that? Like, are they going to remake 3?
I don't think 3
is the best one. But, yeah.
I think popular opinion, no. I think people dislike 3.
It's too depressing.
I don't know if it's too depressing. I think they're all pretty depressing. But I think people thought those older games, I don't know, maybe it's just how you look at them, they were more like Max Payne 3 is really like in your face, raw, like half the stuff, the most ridiculous things he says are in Max Payne 3, right? And then it is a lot more drugs, and Max is like really down on everything, and I don't think people feel good playing Max Payne 3 compared to 1 and 2.
It's so good. It's so good. It's such a good game, man. Like, well, Max Payne 3 is genuinely one of my favorite games. It's really good, but I understand what you mean. I get that that's not people's favorite entry. I feel, and, you know, people got nostalgia glasses on. I've gone back and I have these games on Steam. I've gone back and opened them. They're good. I don't think they're as good as people remember them being. I'll just put it that way. So I also understand that there may need to be a remake. I hope that this isn't a remake a la like the recent Tomb Raider remasters, which are fine, right? They're fine remasters, but I hope that they do something to make the gameplay like, you know, like the gun, like kind of like the gunplay in Control. You know, that game has really good like third person shooter type gameplay. So I hope that they kind of use some of that experience to make it like good. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not super excited about this. I like I said, I'm more so worried because they said they have like 5 games they're working on. So like I. Oh, wait, and there's another game called Codename Vanguard, which is a free-to-play game that they're trying to also make. Like, that's the thing. They're doing too much. So I'm a little like, I don't know about this.
I mean, you don't know. Maybe they've got themselves paced out, you know? Like, I mean, look at Rockstar. They have so much going on and so many. They only put out one game every, like, 8 years. And so, you know, maybe they've got a smaller team, but they can do a few games every decade or whatever.
Well, and 3 times 1. What is it? 3. Yeah, that's a magic number.
I just had one thing to say.
Yeah.
I wanted one more Max Payne quote.
Okay, give me a random number between 1 and 11. And I'll...
6.
The bad trip that put me in a crazy mood. Adrenaline pumping through my aching veins. Staggering on the mill roof in ice and snow and wild wind. I was a ninja. My kung fu was strong.
Okay.
Thank you. I can go on now.
You can go on now.
All right, what are we talking
about? In fighting game news, there's fighting game news. Barely. So first with Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Sparking Hero 0-0 gameplay reveals new mechanics and more characters. Every time I see this game, I feel a lot less happy about whatever they're trying to do.
Yeah, so I think people just like shiny colors and stuff. This looks like, this does not look like a game you play. This is like,
Mom, you can see the trailers if you look at my screen.
Okay. So here's the thing, right? I feel like here's the thing. We already know who is making this. It's the same team that made all the other games, all the other Tenkaichi games. They also made a big flop recently, Jump Force. So, I don't know what people were expecting, right? This is exactly what I was expecting. It's Tenkaichi. But for some reason, the camera moves way too much. There's a lot of visual effects that look pretty cool, but I don't know if I'd care for them if I was actually playing the game. It's also hard to tell what the hell anybody's doing. So it's a Tenkaichi game, is what I'm trying to say. So if that's what you were looking for, you got it. Like, I think that that's great.
Well, if you don't know what that is already, Mom, it's basically, it is a fighting game in the sense that the goal is to punch the other person in the face and while they try to punch you in the face. But it is technique wise and gameplay wise is much more arcadey and arena oriented. So it, as far as fighting games, this is like bottom tier type fighting game. The characters are probably going to be very similar to each other. They might have different moves, but as far as the buttons you press and what you do, probably going to be very, very similar. They're going to have all the same mechanics. The party
anyway,
game almost.
Let's talk about what we actually saw. So yeah, back to the actual topic. So it's still a lot like those old Tenkaichi games. I don't know why he stopped. I don't know why he did the, anyway.
Well,
so
you keep saying Tenkaichi, like everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but Shavar, the point of the podcast isn't to stop to explain stuff to Mom. So first up, yeah, so they have different stuff like skill count and, you know, they also have, you know, revenge counter. They added like a parry thing basically, right? And they have like, you know, different places you can activate certain moves in the arena. It's not like, that's the thing, right? People expect this to be like a competitive thing. It's not. So before they made it, they were kind of trolling us. They revealed a bunch of characters and they were all Vegeta and Goku. So this time they didn't do that and they revealed a bunch of nobodies. So they revealed that not all nobodies. We got Broly, which is I think one of the only nobodies on this list. Birder, Dispo. This is where they start to lose me. Hit, I know Hit. Jace, I could have done without Jace. Kakunsa, I did not watch that far. Kale, I know about that one. Master Roshi, yeah. Nappa, okay. Super Trunks, yeah. Tapo, you lost me. So yeah, I think Shavar knows who all those people are because he's caught up with Dragon Ball Z, but.
You don't know Topo? Shoot.
Listener, this host has not, this host, me, I have not watched Dragon Ball past Dragon Ball Z. I don't know what Super is. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, I don't know about this. I'm not buying this. That's all I got to say. I don't know if I'm flocking to this. As far as I'm concerned, the last good Dragon Ball Z game to come out was the Kakarot game, and the good one before that was the DBFZ game, which the fighters game, which I don't know if we talked about this, but it got re-released on PS5 with rollback, and it is terrible because it's glitchy. It's a mess, and it barely works. So Dragon Ball games are in a great state right now.
With sarcasm. I'm sorry I have to explain everything. But I don't know why people were so... I said this when they first revealed it. I did not expect this to be a good fighting game. Not saying it can't be fun and you can't enjoy it and play it.
It's a good game. Listen, here's the thing. It'll be fun, I'm sure, right? I think it's funny that people see fighting game and think that it's going to be something that, you know, is going to be competitive or good. I think that that's hilarious. I think you're setting yourself up for failure if you do that. So I think that's kind of funny. So I'm looking forward to this game coming out just because I know people will be like, it looked so good, even though it's like, no, it did not look good, but you can lie. It's okay. Like, it's okay to lie sometimes.
Well, I think fighting games are one of the few genres where, like, there are so many different tiers of fighting games and types of fighting games that when you say it, everyone kind of lumps them all together until you know, like, they're very, very different things. Like, this is not Tekken. Or this is not True. Street Fighter. And this is not... Like, as far as, like, it's not even Smash Brothers, right? Like, this is even, I would say, a tier more basic than that as far as fighting games. So,
yeah,
I'm sure actually people are super excited because between this and Dragon Ball FighterZ, there's no difference for them. It's just Dragon Ball game, so.
Yeah, there are people who don't, they really don't understand the difference. It's Dragon Ball. So, and that's the thing, right? I feel like that's the thing that people don't understand who, like, I think it's funny because I've seen people who don't like Dragon Ball, right? Like, I feel people who aren't fans of Dragon Ball be like, wow, this game looks like it sucks. And I'm like, well, I don't think it's really for you. Like, I don't think that it's really for people who aren't already interested in Dragon Ball, right? Like, it's not for somebody looking for a new fighting game. I think it's for people who know what a Dragon Ball game is going to be. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think this game's going to do well because I think that Jump Force sold pretty bad, but a lot of people bought it. I think a lot of people will buy this one because I think it's a return to form. The craziest thing to me about this game is the massive roster that it's going to have. I think this is probably going to be the biggest Dragon Ball game roster since, like, Tenkaichi 3, I think, hopefully. So that will be fun, at least. I know you said the characters don't feel that different. I had much different memories from my childhood, and I'm going to stick to those.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. I played... The last Tenkaichi, we travel through time, and it's all the same.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
I tell you where it is. It's in the City of Wolves, because Fatal Fury City of Wolves is getting previews, and people get to play, and now they have a trailer, and we get to see the art style. City of Wolves, a game essentially a sequel to Garou, an old SNK 2D fighter, and people seem to like it.
It was called Garou 2. They renamed it last year, yeah.
They renamed it last year, I think mostly because it's not just like a Japanese thing. I'm pretty sure they know a lot of their audience is not going to be just Japan, so they put some English in there. That's how it works now. But yeah, it looks good. The art style is different from KOF, which is nice.
I see people saying it's different. I think it's more stylistic, but it's the same art style. Like, it's the same exact art style as KOF 15. It's just they added better shading. There's better lighting. There's better effects. It looks visually distinct enough. Like, yeah, I agree. It looks different enough, though. I'm excited about this game. I'm very excited about this game. I am sad because it made me realize that KOF 15's support is probably going to come to an end soon. But, yeah, no, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks fun. According to the gameplay, it's apparently very offensive and very...
Why is it so offensive?
It is. It's very offensive. There's just a lot you can do in the game. So that's cool. I mean, it's always good to have more fighting games. We don't have this anymore. We used to have, like, you know, how many Street Fighters and how many King of... Fighters spinoffs and everything. Now it's just like a few core things.
Versus FNK, bro.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So it's cool. Virtual Fighter is coming as well at some point. So it's nice to have some games going there. Did you have any thoughts on this, Mother, that you're seeing on the screen?
No, it's cool.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm excited about this because, one, it is different from KOF in a few ways, right? It's not 3v3. I think it is 3v3. It's 2v2.
No, it's 1v1.
Right? It is 1v1. Okay, so they changed it. They were originally saying it was a team game, but I think that might be a different game, actually. But yeah, it's 1v1, which is different from KOF. The roster, it looks like some of the same people, obviously, because it's the same universe, but Rock's going to be there probably from the start, because he's one of the main people from Goro. So it's going to be him, Terry. I think Mai's supposed to be in this one as well, I believe. But yeah, it's mostly like centered around that group, like the original Goro was. So probably won't see any Yuri, probably won't see any Kill. I don't think that they're going to show up in this one. But I'm excited. This will probably be, I played Goro, but only like way after the fact. Like I played it like a couple years ago, like on Steam. But like, yeah, no, I think this will be cool.
Okay. And the 2025. Yeah, the game's still not out for a while, so
I don't know why they. I've got game. 5 good reasons for you to shut up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Last fighting game story here. So fighting game community icon Michael Brawlylegs Begum dies at 35 years old. He in the FGC, the fighting game community, he's pretty well known for joining tournaments. He's at a lot of events and he
a lot of W's.
He is where is he from?
Yeah, my article's not loading. Yeah, Brawlylegs passed away. It was really sudden. I think a lot of people weren't expecting it. He was tweeting really recently too, right? He's been a really big part of the community for a long time. He's ironically a Chun-Li player, which he always poked fun at.
It's ironic because he
joked a lot about it. Shut up. I'm trying to talk about somebody who died. He joked a lot about it because his legs don't work. I met him and talked to him a few times, just going to different FGC events. He was surprisingly at a lot of Texas events a lot. Did you find out where he's from? Did it say where he's from?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't see. But so he's born with a muscle deficiency, so he can't move his arms or legs. He kind of lays in this little scooter, but like it moves. It's like a bed thing almost, chair.
Yeah,
and he plays with his face. But he was good. I mean, he played. Yeah, he plays with his face.
Yeah,
pretty good. Died pretty young.
I played against him before. He beat the shit out of me. Yeah, he's really good.
I don't know if they're just telling us he passed away or the exact date he died, but it was recently. So.
It was recently. Yeah, we don't know exactly when his family took over his Twitter and told us so.
Yeah,
he's been around for a long like he's been a staple in the community. Like a lot of people know him, like a lot of the old like pros and stuff like that. So yeah, it was pretty big impact. Like I said, I think even the one Shavar went to me. Like I saw him at every Texas Showdown. I think at DreamHack we saw him there too. So So rest in peace to Brawlylegs. That was crazy. I read that and I was like, damn, that sucks.
Well, it seems he enjoyed playing games and being around people, so that's good. And he will be missed. Many people said that.
Ho ho ho! I've got 5 good reasons for you to shut up.
Didn't I just play that one?
Yeah.
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse on a wheel.
So this week and today, we have the release of Game with an S at the end, Games. Dragon's Dogma came out today.
Yeah.
And so did Rise of Ronin, both of those games out today.
Yeah.
Both of those games getting hot, in hot water, not doing too well as far as public opinion at the moment. Dragon's Dogma, in the case of that, it's not necessarily that the game is bad. But there's a lot of microtransactions going around that people don't like. People saw you could buy extra things in the game. They saw what those things were, and people not happy. Took the Steam reviews and reviewed that bad boy into a mostly negative for at least a little while.
Yeah. So this story, for people who don't know, right? Dragon's Dogma, a lot of people reviewed it this week, and the game came out today. Like, it came out the day we're recording. This came out today. So a lot of the reviewers didn't talk about the quote unquote microtransactions because said microtransactions are things that are acquirable through the game, through regular gameplay. Like it's things that you can do, and like none of this is required. None of this is you know, gated behind the money. You can do all of this in game, and it's also not in with a currency system that is like, you know, hard to, you know, gain money in, right? Like, no, this stuff is all doable. Like, editing your character is doable without buying these things. Getting a jail key is doable without buying these things. Getting fast travel is doable without buying these things. So I think it's just people seeing the word microtransaction and start to foam at the mouth. Because the thing is that nobody did this. Like, people did this for like a day. No, like, people did this for like an hour when Resident Evil 4 came out. But the same thing about what happened there is strange to me about this is that Capcom's been doing this since like Devil May Cry 4 in like 2015. Like, they have microtransactions that are available, but it's all stuff you can do in the game. Like, you can buy red orbs in Devil May Cry. There's no reason to. You can go earn as many red orbs as you want to. It's for people who want to pay for it, right? So a lot of these people are just mad because they don't like money being put in games. A lot of YouTubers, again, hate comments. I think Susan Spearhunter got like a lot of people just shitting on her, saying you're a shill. I can't believe you like this game, and you said it would run good, and it doesn't run good on my computer. So yeah, if anything, the bigger problems with Dragon's Dogma are that it doesn't run good, but nobody's talking about that. Everybody's mad that there's microtransactions.
Apparently on PC it's not running because reviewers are literally
I think I saw Pat Stairs literally arguing with people being like, you don't have to buy any of this stuff. None of it's required. I didn't mention it in my review because it's not relevant. Like, it doesn't mean like, yeah, you can buy coins, but it's not required. And there's no point where the game makes you feel like you need to do that. So I think it's just gamers foaming at the mouth because they can't read.
To be clear as to what the microtransactions are.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Anybody there?
Yeah, are you there?
We're here.
Did you mute something, my friend?
No, yeah. I turned myself down. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to be clear about what the microtransactions are, so there are some coins you can buy, like money to use in the game, a currency that you can earn in the game. There's a fast travel point. Yep. There's a key to a jail cell if you get locked in the jail. Some campfire set stuff. And what Biko was saying,
a lot of these things you can find within the first 2 hours of the game, from what a lot of people are saying. Like, these are not things that take like 10 or 15 hours to get to. I think the jail key, somebody said it took them 30 minutes in the game.
Literally in the middle of talking.
Okay, I'll stop. Go ahead.
I just said I was in the middle of saying the thing. I think people are overreacting. It's kind of like what I was saying about the live service stuff a few weeks ago. People see the words, they see that it's there, and they're like, "No,
this is way."
They're like, "I hate it."
This is much different. That's an entire game. This is a thing that literally does not. You don't have to interact with it. I'm gonna leave it at that. Is that I think that is totally wrong. But you can continue to talk.
That's fine. You can think it's wrong, but I think it's completely correct because people judge things without context. I think it is okay to judge something for having too many or bad microtransactions, but when you take a look at what the microtransactions are, what the game is, and then the track record for Capcom, it would be like if you're playing Elden Ring and you also have the ability to buy the same necklace you can pick up. You get the patch or the bag or whatever from Ranny to build stuff, or you can buy it beforehand so you can have it like 30 minutes earlier. It's kind of like that, or you can buy souls
so that you can level up. It's nothing.
Which, in a single player game, I think is fine. I don't know why you would do that, but it's fine.
I didn't use it. I've beat that game several times. Never used any of the microtransactions.
All the Resident Evils have. Devil May Cry's have it as well. I think it's going to be something that blows over because it doesn't affect the game very much. And also, I think people don't understand. Dragon's Dogma 2 is going to be and is bigger than Dragon's Dogma 1 in the sense that Dragon's Dogma 1 was this real quiet cult hit. Dragon's Dogma 2 has all this hype behind it from those people telling people to buy it, but it's not like your typical RPG where you get in the game and it shows you how to do this and then you get your fast travel and then you get to this.
It's very weird. Yeah.
It's not like that. So when you see in the game that you can buy a fast travel point, you're like, huh? And then you play for 2 hours and there's no fast travel. I can understand people thinking, oh, you can't get fast travel unless you pay for it. When, no, you don't unlock fast travel in the game until you do the things. So, like, if the game is about knowledge. Like, the second time you play, you'll maybe do something different to get fast travel faster, or you'll get here or there,
yeah,
or whatever
yeah.
it is. So I can understand people being, but I think it'll blow over. I don't think it's that big of a...
It'll blow over. Because like yeah. I said, I think I said this earlier when I didn't realize I turned you all down. Resident Evil 4 had this same problem. It got review bombed a little bit. Even though Resident Evil 7 and Resident Evil 8 had this. So I think you're right. I think this will blow over. There'll be a couple of patches. I think like I said, I think the thing about the game that is more interesting is that it does not run great. And
right.
players are kind of trying to investigate that. So players are planning to, well, they were planning. I think they're trying to do it now. So people are planning to kill a lot of NPCs in order to increase the frame rate in their game. Because the developers said that, you know, one of the things that might cause the frame rate going higher is the amount of NPCs in the game. So people naturally said, okay, then I will kill them. So I think people are doing that right now. So I want to see how that mission goes. But for people who don't know, the reason that the frame rate is bad is because on PS5, it runs like between 30 and 60. It's not very consistent. And on PC, good luck trying to get it to run, apparently, according to some people. Unless you have like the latest and greatest. Good luck getting it to try to do its thing. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I still don't see the problem. I still don't see the problem.
Well,
just read more.
The problem is just perception. And I think as well, like, I think it's important. Like, one thing PlayStation does when you go buy a DLC or something, I don't know if it's a PlayStation thing that they make you say this, or if it's just, you know, the publishers or whatever. But when you buy DLC that is in the game, it always says, like, this DLC is obtainable without purchase.
Yes.
And so I think that helps, especially when people are kind of new to the type. I mean, it's not the type. It's an RPG, but Dragon's Dogma is just different. It does not... it expects different things from you. Like, you might be on the first mission for, like, the first main mission. It's apparently Dragon's Dogma 2, this one, is the same as Dragon's Dogma 1. It's just like retold in a slightly different way. So if it's like that,
yeah.
Once you get your powers and wake up or whatever, you're going to be tasked with going from city A to city B, which is very far away, and you're going to die a lot in between. And that's probably going to take you hours. And, you know, if you don't have fast travel, I can see that.
Beautiful. Yeah, and that's the thing, right, is me and Sherrod have talked about this on here before. They don't make a lot of games like this very often. Like, it's akin to playing a Souls game, but I think that Dragon's Dogma has even less guidance than a Souls game. It's even less than that. It's like more so because they give you so many mechanics and they don't really bother to explain most of them to you. And it's up to you to learn it, right? Which I think is great. I think that's a great type of game to have. But like Shavar said, I think a lot of people will buy this because it's popular, and they're going to bounce off of it really quick.
Yeah, I think it'll pass by. And then on top of that, we have Rise of Ronin, which just came out from Team Ninja. It's their Sekiro... Well, I guess Wulong is more like their Sekiro, for sure. Because this one is not as much... This is more like a Ghost of Tsushima, Assassin's Creed, Nioh game. And apparently it's not doing too well I wouldn't say not doing too well. People are fighting over whether it's good or not at the moment. So some people think
I'm confused. Yeah.
A really fun game to play. It's not as action packed as Nioh, and it's not as super beautiful like Tsushima or something, but people really like it. And then you have like the diehard Nioh and Wolong people who are very upset that it's not like super hardcore Neo style stuff. And then you have people who are real like Ghost of Tsushima fan type people who are upset that the game doesn't look great. And I think everyone in general is weirded out by Team Ninja actually trying to put a story. Apparently there's a lot of story in this, and not like the way Neo has a lot of story or Wolong, but like it is actually the core part of the game, and there's dialogue and decision trees, and
that's shocking.
Some people are torn about that because they don't know how to feel about these people doing that kind of game. But it's out today as well. Probably a rough day to release a game on Dragon's Dogma Day, but it is also out.
Yeah.
And did you know Helldivers 2 is the number one selling game in America? And I think, I don't know if it's UK or EU, but it's one of the two for the whole year so far.
I'm not surprised. It's really popular. Like, it's really.
I mean, that's kind of the only thing it maybe hasn't beaten is Pal World, but Pal World is a beta game. It's in beta.
Yeah, it's not actually.
And that's got like 20 million or something, right? So
did you see that the developers are worried because they said they've seen too much success? They don't know what to do with all the numbers they've gotten.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. So did the Flappy Bird guy, dude. But what did he do? Just like live the happy millionaire life.
He ran off on the plug twice. Yeah, he did his thing.
Yeah. But that, I mean, that in a year of Final Fantasy VII Remake Part Twos and Tekken's, and I mean, there's a lot of big stuff already out, and so that's pretty good for Helldivers. To
it's a lot. I mean, number one selling game too. It's actually half the price of those games. That game is $40. Yeah, a lot of games these days are 80, so that is a lot to do with the success. I saw a lot of people just buying the game off of recommendation because it was a lot cheaper than a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, so it is cheaper. Has a lot to do with it. And I would say we do know it sold 50% more on PC than PlayStation 5.
Really?
It is a PlayStation 5 like published. Yeah, it's like 40-60. So 40% on the PlayStation, 60% on the...
That is not at all what I would have imagined. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's... I think the audience for that type of game... First, I think it's more... Like, if I were to see that game and say, what console... or I would say that's an Xbox type of game. And I feel like if it were on Xbox... it would have sold closer to 45-55 or maybe even 50-50 PC and Xbox, but it's not. It's a PlayStation game. And so I think PC players, that's their type of game. It also is kind of built for PC. When you play it, like some of the controls and the mapping is like, that's weird. How do I talk to people and emote and do it? It's like kind of weird on a controller. Yeah. It's because it's built for a keyboard for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I get it. But, I mean, it's great. They've made a lot of money. It's a smaller developer. Sony's probably really happy for it because they didn't really put... I mean, as far as, like, it's not Final Fantasy or some other huge game, Spider-Man, you got to put bajillions of dollars into. So they did well, even though they banned sex this week. Oh, my God.
Are you joking about that? Or, like, what is...
No, open the game now, we failed the last major order. So no more babies allowed.
That's crazy. So
we liberate a few more planets to expand.
That's nuts. So we just can't have babies no more. That's crazy. Okay, well, that's fine. That's good. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, they will kill your babies. But yeah, that's the thing.
No, 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 not six. I said Mom, seven.
You watched the party.
Six. Who works out in 6 minutes? Seven's the key number here. Think about
it. What am I doing?
Seven, 11?
Yeah. I need a break, guys.
Seven, man. That's the number. Seven.
You need some higher numbers.
Twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly brie time, baby.
What is he talking about?
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're fucking fired.
What do you mean, what is he talking about? I literally, you just listened to the whole 2 minutes of it. What do you mean?
Yeah, so long. I fell asleep.
All right. Well, you watch Margot Robbie and Barbie, and now she's likely going to be in the Sims movie. You know what the Sims are, Mom, or the Sims is? Do you know what the Sims is?
Yeah, it's a game. Yeah, you build your world.
Right. So it is a game where that is exactly what you do.
You didn't say the Simpsons. You said the Sims.
Yeah, the Sims. That yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently there's going to be a live-action Sims movie, which is going to be the most degenerate thing, or at least the most degenerate people are going to be around it. Sims has this following of gamers of all ages and all types that just end up being psychopaths. They're just one step closer. Like, if they just did...
That's all there is.
...had one life decision... If they have one life decision change, they would be murderers. If they're not already. Like, Sims players, they're weird. But they're getting a movie now. Margot Robbie's in it, because I guess she did so great in Barbie. being a not real person.
Sounds salty, bro.
I guess that's why they. Well, I mean, it's clearly why they cast. Well, I don't know. I can't say, but
she wasn't totally an unreal person.
I was joking. I was just making talk. Okay, guys, don't defend Barbie right now. That's not what this is about. All right,
yeah, it's a Barbie thing, okay. Dude.
By the way, SimCity, the original, just released like 2 weeks ago. Go buy that on Steam. That is a great game. But yeah, Sims is going to get a movie. I don't know how to feel about that because Sims, is it going to be the same thing? Oh, I'm a person. I'm alive. Oh, someone's controlling me and things? What? In the real world?
I have a very pessimistic opinion. I'd be surprised if this guy actually got made.
Maybe it might get canceled, and yeah, I wouldn't be too bummed about it. I wouldn't be too bummed.
I mean, I think I'd be okay if this Barbie movie didn't get. I'm sorry, the Sims Barbie movie didn't get made. My bad.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. You know what I did watch that is better than that. Okay, hey, check this out. That's in the news, first of all. Actually, it's not. No, let's rewind. That's not.
There was a pretty big one left.
Did you see this one, Mom? This is kind of the only one you need to actually visually see.
Okay.
Okay, it's on the screen, so just visually watch it with your visual eyes, okay? I'm gonna try to. You have a little sound. If they arrest you too, they will take you to. No sound actually, because it's. Yes, what are we doing? Okay, look. Marvel has not had a good track record of video games. So far, we've got Spider-Man.
That's it.
No, hold on. Boom, boom, boom. I'm funny guy. I listen to music from the 80s. I hang out with aliens. Guardians of the Galaxy. That was a very well liked game.
Sound like you're blinking there, buddy.
The Hulk 2006 Hulk.
All right, bro.
That was a Hulk Smash Destruction. Hulk Smash. What was it called? City of Destruction. That was a good game. Okay. So now we've got a new Marvel game coming out. It is Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra. I love Hydra, it's so cool. Have like Nazis in comic books and like beating up Nazis and Captain America and Human Torch and all these guys out like Nazi-ing it up, right? So this game, 1943 in France, set in France, using Unreal 5, which looks amazing. Yeah. These people look like humans. The Black Panther, it stars Captain America, Black Panther, and another super soldier,
Black
which
Panther
we have not.
A black person, that's crazy.
It's Ezekiel from Walking Dead. That's who it is.
Oh, I thought I recognized
him. Okay. That's what everyone. Oh, where's the? You see his face? They show it. Yeah, it's Ezekiel from Walking Dead. It's his voice too. But yeah, the game looks great. What it's gonna be hasn't played. I don't know, but it looks great. Unreal 5 looks really, really good. Like the character models,
there's
the skin.
There's like some special facial technology they're using too, I think.
It's yeah, because like they de-age this guy like facial. 30 years.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really young looking. Yeah.
But it comes out at some point. I don't know. Did they give a release date? 2025. It comes out in 2025, a year away. I'm glad Marvel's doing more. Games, DC has always put out game. Not always great, but it's good to see more Marvel games. I'm glad Avengers didn't scare them away. I'm glad Guardians of the Galaxy didn't scare people away. Even though that was critically a good game, I don't think it sold very much because it's single player. Streamers can't stream it because there's too much music in it, which is a weird thing to say, but it's true.
So you have to me. You haven't mentioned one of the coolest parts about this game so far.
What's that? The Nazis?
No, the director behind it, the woman behind it, is the same woman who did the entire Uncharted series.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. The woman behind it is the same woman who did the entire Uncharted series.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see if I can find her name.
Greta.
Oh my god. Yeah,
Gerna.
Amy Hennig. Yeah.
And Amy.
So she's been in. She's been in video games for a long time, but the biggest thing she had was Uncharted, the first three, the original trilogy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and she also worked on Jack 3, another game that me and Shavar like, Legacy of Kain: Defiance. She also worked on that one. And more recently, which is funny, she worked on Forspoken as well, which makes sense because that game got made fun of us for its dialogue, but its dialogue always reminded me of Uncharted. So that's just good confirmation for my bias, but... yeah, I thought that part was cool. So the person behind, she's going to be the producer and the writer for Rise of Hydra. So I thought that was pretty cool. That's, at least like, you know, we can kind of see that the story will at least be, you know, somebody with some pedigree behind them. So I thought that part was cool. At least the Unreal Engine shit is cool too. I'm surprised that they're using it with this game.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it's Unreal 5 looks super. It just looks great. Everything crazy. Moves so nice. There's so all the textures are great. I'm just more concerned about the gameplay, and I hope there's more than Captain America and Black Panther. I like both of those, but like that era of comic books where it was like Captain America, Black Panther, Human Torch, Submariner, beating up regular. This best part is just beating up regular dudes. That's so fun. I hope there's some Submariner in there. I hope there's a guy with wings on his feet.
To get him back. I haven't seen a Marvel movie in a minute. Have they really just not used him yet at all?
He was in the last Black Panther.
He was? Okay. I didn't see the last Black Panther. So
you didn't see the last Black Panther?
I have not. I'm gonna snitch on myself. I missed a lot of Marvel movies. It's not because I don't want to see them. They just have not seen them recently.
Wow. I've seen the second Black Panther.
Yeah, thank you, Mom.
Seen like some real stuff. Like, sounds like you're not having a good time.
You know what I saw, and then immediately saw people get upset about. I watched. Oh, by the way, that's the end of the news. Okay, that's news finished. All right, so I watched the premiere, two-episode premiere of X-Men 97, the continuation of the X-Men TV show that came out in the 90s when I was like 6 years old. A TV show I remember fondly, a TV show that built the X-Men to be as popular as they are today, because without that TV show, we wouldn't have Days of Future Past or Jubilees or the theme song that everyone associates with the X-Men. It came from that cartoon. And so did those storylines, and Wolverine being like the main character is also due to that show. So it came back, X-Men 97, kind of continuing it. Also, I don't recommend anyone go back and watch the old show unless you're completely okay.
Really?
With, well, I would say, okay, the new show does this thing where it tries to be almost exactly like the old show. Even in like the animation and how the characters talk, like they even talk in like this kind of corny old style, like Storm. In the old show, Storm always was like this faux poetic person saying these really long things, and then she does the same thing in the new show. But it's kind of, when you go back and watch the old show, it doesn't look how you remember it looked. Okay? And then there's not a lot of money in the first season, so it's very choppy. And then when you get to like the later seasons, it gets a little better. But unless you're just like into old cartoons, I don't think you need to go back and go watch a YouTube video that like covers it or something. It's not easy to watch. I did watch it. I went back and watched them again. It's not easy. It's not easy to watch. The stories are fine and the whatever's happening is okay. But it's not easy to watch at this point. Especially like when you live in a world with like Family Guy and all these anime that are like it's really hard to watch. Anyway, the new one.
Yeah, and animation's changed a lot since then. I feel like that. I always feel like X-Men 97, the original one, is always a show people like to talk about very fondly. But I watched it on YouTube like a while ago. They had like a marathon or something. Yeah, that show does not look good in retrospect. It's cool. It's a cool show. But yeah, no.
Yeah, it's a cool show, and the stories are fine, but it didn't look good. But, I mean, if you think, it's really weird when you think about it. Batman, the anime series, was out at the same time, and it looks three times. It looks so much better.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it looks so much better.
No.
Yeah, Batman animated series started maybe a year after that, or a year, 2 years after the first. It's way better. Anyway, the 87 show, it continues the spirit of the original show. I think it, I already like it better. In the original show, I don't know why, but no one's like super powerful. In the new show, you get a lot of Cyclops doing Cyclops stuff. You get a lot of Storm storming it up. Not that much Wolverine. One thing I don't like, the animation is...
looks weird.
No, it, I mean, it's just like the old show. It just looks better. The animation itself is like the old show. It's like, you know, you can see the frames. You can count them.
Yeah, you can see the frame. The fight scenes look better. The fight scenes, they changed the animation up a bit. But the like, you know, moment-to-moment dialogue stuff, I see people kind of compare it to Archer-ish. But like you said, they're trying to emulate, I think, kind of like that animation style from back then. But I have been also seeing some people post like Marvel vs. Capcom references that are in there too. It's cool. There's seem to be a lot of people working on it that have a lot of respect for the old show and just really like X-Men. I need to watch more because I started it and I wasn't able to finish it. So I need to watch more, but apparently some cool stuff happens in just the first two episodes. So I'm not sure what happens, but.
Well, the show is already kind of divisive because they go in pretty hard on the X-Men stuffs. So, I mean, I don't want to spoil the show. I mean, I don't think it's a spoiler, but like, it kind of, the word insurrection is used in the show at one point. And it's like, you literally have a guy fighting another guy saying, I'm just tired. You know, it's almost like, you just replace a few words, but it's like saying, white people are poor too. At least we don't whine about it. And another guy so punching him in the face.
I saw that clip, right? And the thing is that, like, it's the heavy-handed X-Men metaphor. But, like, that's the thing, right? I feel like that's, in my opinion, because of that whole metaphor or whatever, like, that's the thing, right? Like, that's the metaphor. Is X-Men are mutants. They're discriminated against, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the heavy-handed stuff is funny, but also I feel like that is like some stuff. It kind of needs to be rewritten, like it needs to be rewritten a different way for modern stuff. I mean, if we're gonna write in '90s language, it's gonna sound kind of weird. But I don't know. I did see some people complain about that, but then I'm also like, I mean, do you remember what the mutants are supposed to be anyway? Never mind. So yeah,
I thought it was fine. It's a, I mean, it's a cartoon. You can't be
subtle. It was fine,
But I mean, I after I watched it, especially after the last episode with what happens in it, I'm like, okay, people are gonna really not like this show because it's X-Men's always political, but I think maybe for some people it hits a little too close to home as to like who the bad guys are and who are not the bad guys, and like it's like they took Reddit posts and they switched out like anything dealing with race or sex or sexual orientation and just switched it with mutant, and then that's the dialogue that the guy says, because that's basically what the dialogue is the whole time. But it's fun, especially with what's happening in the X-Men comics right now. It works, it makes sense.
Is it, I mean, what's happening in the comics right now?
We're about to have no more X-Men for a little while. Okay,
didn't they do that before?
They did, but that was a different reason. They did it before because they didn't have the rights to any X-Men movies, so they're like, okay, so we're going to choke the X-Men out until Fox gives us the rights. The problem with that was X-Men, like, people like the X-Men, and if you don't have X-Men comics that have X-Men in them, and you try to, like, replace them with, I don't know, Kamala Khans and things, people are going to kind of get upset. So that didn't last very long. But this is different. Yeah, this is more a long time ago. There's a set of comic books called Ultimate Comics. That whole universe got destroyed. Now that universe is not so destroyed, and so things have to.
Wait. I thought we already dealt with that. Okay, never mind.
With it. We're in the middle of it. They said, "Hey, let's bring over that Black Spider-Man." And they're like, you know what? I think I like the white Captain America. And somebody said, he's already white. Like, don't worry about that. Let's bring him too. let's get a lot of those guys and bring them over. How about a lot of that stuff? Not everyone died. And that's kind of what happened. It's happening. Especially with the X-Men. Anyway, did you guys have any recommendations? My recommendation was X-Men 97. If you like old X-Men cartoons, I think it was pretty cool to watch. It is a little corny, but so was the old cartoon. It felt just like continuing from the cartoon. You guys got recommendations?
Yeah, I'm shocked that it even exists, so I'm probably going to give that a watch.
You said you already started.
Sorry, you got anything else? Yeah, I started. Well, yeah, finish it. Yeah, but keep watching it. You know what I mean? I need to finish the fucking episode. But yeah, what about you, Mom? I'm going to think about mine. You got anything you want to recommend, Mom?
Movie-wise?
Anything.
Game-wise.
Game-wise?
No, I'm seeking something for next time. Definitely Shogun. Keep watching Shogun. It's full of blood, guts, and lots of battling and double-edged swords.
Nice. Oh, don't watch the movie Tone Deaf. It's just not worth it. Okay.
Ooh.
Never heard of it.
Say that again.
It's on Hulu, I think. Tone Deaf.
I know. I heard it's like you.
All right.
It's on Hulu. I Kalong and I watched it. I would say not that great of a movie. I mean, it's well made, I guess. But I think none of the characters are likable. Like, in the it's a movie. I don't know if it's on purpose where none of the characters are likable. And it is a movie that doesn't like people like you, Mom. So might not want to watch it anyway.
What? How could that be?
If you want to find out, you got to watch it. Otherwise, trust me and don't watch it.
Did I mention Fargo?
No, you didn't. But you know what? Are you recommending Fargo?
Absolutely.
The new season?
Any season. Any season. I did see the newest season.
This is not how recommendations should be top. Yeah, you can't just say any season. Like, I could recommend Chicken Nuggets anytime, but it needs to be more. It needs to be more topical. Like, did you watch something recently?
Yes. I watched the last most current season of Fargo.
Okay. The last most current season of Fargo. Okay.
Yes. It was very relevant to our times.
Okay.
And the over masculinity of some males.
Okay. Anything, Biko?
Play Balatro if you have not played it yet. It's really good. Also, I've been really enjoying Nobody Saves the World. I thought I would stop playing it like 2 months ago, and I've been playing it again because my wife wants to play it now, and it's really good. It's a fun game. Think like Diablo Lite. I think that's literally the best way to describe it. It's like Diablo, except you have a bunch of different abilities you can change into and stuff. It's really good. I'll be back next week to talk about probably Dragon's Dogma. I'm going to probably start that up. Also going to recommend everybody play the fighting games. Just play fighting games. Play Mortal Kombat, play Tekken, play fighting games. They're good. Because we are experiencing some of the best times ever to play fighting games because there's so many freaking games out right now. So
true.
Play them before they're all gone, and then there's nothing else to play when we hit a drought like we did in like 2006. So
all right.
Yeah, play games.
One of you two, because I work too late, okay? One of you two got to start streaming, all right? Mom, you got a new computer, so it's no excuse.
She got a new computer?
Well, I think so. I don't even know anymore. It might be a TikTok machine.
Well, now that you mentioned it, yes, I do.
It might be a TikTok spy machine. It's from what's the company name?
Toto.
It's from a company called Joey like China Direct or something. Like
yeah,
that. I don't know.
Toto.
Yeah. All right. Well, one of you guys got a stream. Thanks for listening to the show, guys. Okay, look, this one's been a little too long. There's a little too much banter. Yes. There's maybe too many two-minute soliloquies. So I'm going to speed this one up, okay? We're going to cut this down. I'm thinking 20-minute speed, okay? We're going to go from hour and a half to 20 minutes.
That doesn't sound good. Okay, well, that sucks.
That's a fast talking.
We'll figure it out. It's going to be less than what it is now. How about that? That's fair.
The banter.
That's fair. Okay. Also, Donald Trump might be rich again. Did you hear this, man?
Social taken off.
Every time I think this man.
Enough. He just got enough money to pay off his bond.
He's like a fucking cockroach, man. He's going to be around forever.
That's kind of gangster, though.
That's kind of gangster.
Yeah. He's just like always making it. He's like, I'll make it work.
Right.
I'll figure
it's
it
like
out.
It's like the devil always wins.
Nah, you saw he was selling the Air Trumps a couple weeks ago?
He's still selling them. What do you mean? My pay is coming tomorrow.
$3 billion? He's charging $1,200 to come hang out with him. I forgot. Yeah.
I should do that on my Patreon. $1,200, hang out with me. I'll teach you how to play Helldivers. All right.
Well, the government's
gonna, a lot of people don't know. So that
the government's going to stay open. They reached a deal.
Yeah, but then they need a new speaker.
House Mike Johnson.
We got a new speaker. He's not shitting his pants. That's pretty cool.
We're going to get another new one. They're voting him out.
They're ready to get rid of him.
No, sorry. I was thinking about McConnell, who retired because he was shitting his pants. My bad.
But he's not going.
Okay, hold on. All right, Beagle, I got to call y'all on this. Abbott, I can't say anything about, but you can talk about an old man getting so old he soils his pants.
Yeah, because the main problem with our government right now isn't people in wheelchairs. It's old people who won't leave.
It doesn't matter. We're talking about individuals. I point at one individual.
No, I'm not. I don't
you point at another individual.
You can make whatever joke you want. All right.
Okay. Thank
Abbott
you.
Is quite a force. I must say.
I don't really give a shit. Yeah. Don't really care.
See, this has turned into a soliloquy.
I just don't give a shit.
All I was saying is, look. Imagine a man with no. Come on. All right.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
I'm just saying shit now, bro.